Dirty Laundry with Cox and Cummings. Dirty Laundry with Cox and Cummings.
Here we are. We're a little late, but we are here. It's Dirty Laundry, Cox and Cummings.
Hey!
I'm Cummings.
I'm Cox.
And we even have guests in the studio today. Unbelievable.
Who are you? Guest number one.
Who's guest number one? Oh, I think that is you.
Is that me?
That's you. Guest number one.
I'm David. I'm friends of both of these presenters.
Have you got a fun fact?
A fun fact.
Yeah, just about anything.
Oh, for goodness sake. Kind of thing. Like, oh, you're at a new module, say your name. Yeah. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Who does that? What's your name?
Hello, I'm guest number two. Yeah. My name's Lissy. I was dragged in here unwillingly by Cox and Cummings.
Oh, you're so bored. You're yeah. doing nothing outside.
I don't really have a job to do at all, so why not play on the radio?
Yeah, why not? I mean, exactly. That is basically your job.
Yes. Right? There are only two shows on LSR this yeah. week.
And we're one of
them. This whole week.
Aren't you lucky listeners?
Half a show.
We should do our regular feature.
Listener.
Thank you, listener. Rianne. Whatever you are. Okay, well, it's time for our feature that we do every week. Things to know by week. Well, since it's not actually technically a week.
Things to know by Easter.
Things to know by the first week of the Easter holidays. Eliza, what kind of things should you know?
At McDonald's, it's the Monopoly. It's back on. McDonald's Monopoly.
So
get yourself down there, pay the extra 30p for a large, and see if you win big.
That's good.
Were you paid to say that?
No, I am actually in no way affiliated with McDonald's.
No endorsement. Okay.
There's no backing to this show, so if you're going to laugh, that's what's going to be.
That's some good advice from Eliza.
Advice from you, coming.
Okay, my advice would be happy Easter for today.
This is student radio at its finest. I really hope lots of important people are listening today because, wow, you two are smashing it.
We are killing it.
Go on. Come in.
So, yeah, so happy Easter for today. I hope you're having a good time. And I mean, that might be all I have to say about Easter. Just I hope you're having a nice time. I've had my Easter egg, have you?
No. Mine's actually at home waiting for me, so there we go.
What kind is it?
If it is Easter today, I'll go and eat it. It's a Disney princess one.
Oh, nice. Which Disney? It's just a generic Disney princess?
Generic Disney pink princesses.
All right, nice. Have you seen in Home Bargains, you can get Disney pink princess drinkable pink lemonade?
No, that sounds disgusting.
It is disgusting. Yeah. it turned up at a pre-drinks once. And it made it. I even the look of it.
Did you try it?
I did not. I tried a Cars one. That was very similar.
Wow.
But that was like the boys.
You're
one.
A boy.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So, one other thing you should know by this week is that Eliza had her first salad box today.
I lost my salad box virginity and it was really good. It was really good. It's way better than the meal deal. Everyone boycott essentials because there are better things going on right next door.
Yeah, we do like to promote our own facilities here, right in the heart of Leeds University. Yay!
Yeah. That's great. I think it's time for a song. This is Our Eyes by Lucy Rose.
Thank you.
making up when I'm made for this. Fighting love, I stop looking at our eyes. Making up way too close to bed. Out of touch, I stop looking at our eyes. Making up when I'm made for this. Fighting love, I stop looking at our eyes. Making up way too close to bed.
There we go, that was Lucy Rose, Our Eyes. In the video she wears a costume made of chips. it's worth a good watch.
I haven't seen the video. I've heard a lot about it though.
But she does wear chips to attract seagulls.
Yeah, and like grass to attract horses, if yeah. I remember really. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty intense. What have we been up to this week?
David?
What have I been up to?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
All right.
Us as a collective.
Well, we have recently started skateboarding.
We have.
Fascinating.
Yeah. We're not... If you imagine how bad a novice is at skateboarding, we're about that bad.
Right.
I think.
Did anything fun go down in Hyde Park?
Well, Sam's board got mocked by a small child.
I did. A small child.
What did the small child say?
A small child told me that my board was from Poundland. which is just... I mean, it's because David here has a much more official-looking skateboard. Like, his looks like a skateboard. Mine is sort of half the size, half the width, and bright red.
You know in those Christmas crackers when you get that fish and it can tell fortunes by whether it curls up in your palm? Uh-huh. It looks like that with some green, bright green rubber wheels.
Yeah, but I'm not going to try and defend my skateboard. I like my skateboard.
No, I like it as
but
well.
But similar size as well to that cracker.
Yeah, exactly. Well. It's a similar size.
It actually retails at Urban Outfitters for £35, which you should have told the small child.
That's what I should have told. I should have shouted that at him. But yeah. I think... Also, there were kids sort of like going down on like little toy cars much faster than us.
Yeah.
Kind of like giving us eyes.
When,
like,
when
yeah.
he fell off, he went, "This is awesome!" He didn't cry like either of you.
He sort of went down a big hill, came to a stop, and then just slowly fell over sideways. And it was beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Do you feel like you have to wear special clothes to be on your skateboard? Like cool person clothes?
Mm. See, I'm not doing it for the image. It's just fun. Okay. So I'm not like, I have to dress up because I'm on a skateboard. Like,
I mean, I always dress cool. I don't know what you mean.
No, I understand that, Sam, completely.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like there's a certain look that skateboarders go for.
Sure.
And I was just wondering if you guys try to emulate that. Or...
Well, I've been buying in a lot of baggy clothes to emulate that.
You just bought some skate shoes, didn't you, David?
Yeah, great.
Did just
okay.
buy some skate shoes.
Big investment.
Yeah.
I need shoes that can sort of hold themselves up better because these ones are rubber. And I've on the foot that I used to push off with, I've scuffed all the back off the shoe. But the other one, it's all still on... there. So
this is costing you quite a lot of money.
Yeah, it's already cost me at least sort of the cost of these shoes and some skateboards. £30, £40.
Yeah, because it's sheared off the sole of your shoe at an angle, so you just walk in circles now.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I can't walk in a straight line anymore. It's terrible.
Nightmare.
Yeah, it is an actual nightmare.
Goodness.
This could be the last Dirty Laundry for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, which is why we've got special guests to make it more exciting.
Exactly, and which is why it's half
padding.
An hour.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're only going to do a little pocket show for you this week.
I'm not going to lie, guys. You didn't go for the most adventurous of guests. Me, who's contractually obliged to be here, and David, who follows you around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I was just wondering, next time maybe you could dream a bit bigger.
Okay, yeah. Well, speaking of that, we've got Will Smith coming up. He'll be in the studio next week to do his a personal live version of Switch.
Where you at?
Yeah, I'm already down here.
All right, ready?
Come on, man, that's what I do. Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called
Switch.
Let's get it going. Girl, while you arrive naked, hear that howl, the veteran glide the record. But don't download, go out and buy the record. Something sexy about a girl on the floor, all her friends around her. I mean, real clean, ain't got a touch or nothing. It ain't like I like a chick on chick or something. I'm just a sucker for a hot track. Give me a drink and a
one in, last one out the club. Bursting in, passing out in the club. Back at it, this cat is the wit and the charm. Taking you higher like a syringe, hitting your arm. Bringing the fire, making you bend, ring the alarm. Let me see you clap and spin, baby, come on. Stand there, huh? But you too cute to dance? Or you scared? It ain't really that hard to do that. I ain't trying to be in love with you. All I wanted was a moment or two. See if you could do that switcheroo. Shut your mouth, fool. Get your crew. The thick body and the rib 1-2. I'll be right here waiting on you. See if y'all could do that switcheroo.
You're listening to Dirty Laundry with guests, and it's time for Sense and Sensible Advice.
Oh, yeah.
Sense and Sensible Advice.
Right! This week it's learning themed.
It certainly is.
Our first quote, Cummings, do you want to read it out?
Oh, absolutely. This is from, look, you might have heard of him, Leonardo da Vinci, who said, "Study without desire spoils the memory, and it retains nothing that it takes in."
So if you don't want to learn it, don't bother doing it.
That's right, yeah.
Whether you've got an exam or not, doesn't matter. Yeah. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
Da Vinci knew that all those years ago, and he was pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Secondly, from Brian Friel, to remember everything is a form of madness. There you go. There's another piece of advice that suggests your revision doesn't need to be completely wholesome.
Yeah, you don't need to know everything.
Because knowing everything is mad, so just do half. You know, if you're going to pass 50% of the exam, you're into the 2-2 territory, go for that. Perfectly fine. Do we agree, guests, David and Lissy?
Completely agree.
Very much so. Nothing wrong with the 2-2.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with the 2-2. Do the bare minimum to get by and you'll be right as rain.
Sound advice there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And finally, from Bill Watterson, you can present the material, but you can't make me care.
Thanks,
that's
Bill.
That's a message to my personal tutor and others.
Parents.
Etel. There we are.
All right, Sense and Sensible Advice.
That was short and sweet.
Yeah, just like Sense and Sensible Advice should
just
be.
And there we go, guys.
Sense and Sensible Advice.
Who is that? He sounds dreamy.
That is also Sam's housemate, Stephen, who does all our jingles.
He's very good at jingles.
We pay him tuppence. per jingle.
Yeah, 2 pence per play, which is why we always play it at the start and at the end, so he can get a little bit more money.
A little bit more money. Commission for him there.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Oh, have you heard the Ad Spice jingle? You might get to hear that in a little while.
Oh, can't wait.
Ad Spice coming up. You might be the only person other than me and Eliza who actually likes it.
Why is it not going down well?
It's not a fan favourite, I don't think.
No, it's not one of my favourites, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's just me. I made it.
And that's like, why no one likes it.
That's why no one likes it. It's because it has my distinct, terrible editing
style. I'm a big fan of your jingles. Didn't you get nominated for lots of jingly stuff last year?
Well, we got Best Show Name.
Yes.
Was our other thing.
That must
but we
be
nearly got Best
of.
Entertainment. Highly commended. If you're listening, this show nearly won an award.
Whoa.
Just so you're
Lissy
aware.
Lissy made sure there's a stop to that kind of rubbish.
After Lissy actually started listening to the show. Rather than just going on the people that she liked in the office.
Ah, oh, dear.
Precisely. I think now it's time for Crossfire by Brandon Flowers.
That's a tune. Thank you. Brandon Flowers with Crossfire. You're listening to Dirty Laundry with Cox and Cummings, and now it is time for Add Spice.
Add Spice!
I can see where perhaps the criticism has come from.
Yeah, I think people just don't like that jingle, and I do not understand why. Could you? I mean, what is it about it that's sort of not okay? Just let me know. Maybe tweet us in. If you know what's wrong with that jingle, tweet us in at ThisIsLSR.
Can you play it again, just so I can have a little listen
yeah.
again?
Yeah, let's have one more time.
Round two. Did you record it inside a can of baked beans?
It was made with a can of baked beans.
Yeah, it was edited on a can of baked beans.
Oh, I see. I see.
No, it was... I mean, it was recorded. Spice. Thank you, Stephen. There's nothing wrong with your voice, I'm sure. You have a tremendous voice.
Go on then, Cummings.
Oh, sorry, of course. This is Add Spice. Today. So, for those of you who haven't heard Add Spice before, I'm going to give you some spice advice to add some spice. Add spice. Advice. It's a pun, you see? Thank you. That's the least I expect from the listenership. Okay, so add spice for this week. What do you want to do if you're making bolognese? If you're making bolognese, how about?
This is just dying.
You're gonna have to come on. Right.
Do you not want?
This is the third time you made me cry in the last hour.
Okay, so let's say you're making bolognese.
Bolognese at 3 o'clock on a Monday.
You're doing your meal prep for the rest of the week.
Yeah. That's it.
Come on, what would you ask?
Sorry, yeah. Let's see you making bolognese.
Eliza is enthralled.
Yeah, everyone needs to know. Right, you're making bolognese, but you're like, oh, I need it to be a little bit more spicy. I need to add some spice.
David's falling on the floor.
Oh, we've lost.
Man down.
Yeah. Okay, so you need to be a little bit spicy. Have you ever thought about adding Marmite? No, you haven't. What you should be doing, it's not even that spicy, but what you want to do is add a little bit of Marmite to your bolognese to give it that kind of yeasty kick.
That you're all searching for in your main meal.
It's true. Maybe even if you were feeling very adventurous, perhaps a little bit of cocoa powder. Now that is actual ad spice because it's good. It's really good. I've had it my personal self. Maybe we should have that on the cookbook.
Maybe.
Maybe this will make it to
No, the I've had chocolate in bolognese before.
Yeah.
It's yummy.
It is good.
No, I haven't had that. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
No, good. Yummy.
Yeah.
But I had actual pieces of chocolate that I had to melt.
Oh, I see. Not cocoa powder. Right. What chocolate did you go for? Was it?
I think it was dark chocolate.
Okay.
Mm. I don't know the brand.
A bit of white would be disgusting, wouldn't it? Throw a bit of Milky Bar in there.
That would be vile.
Yeah, that wouldn't be okay. No.
Brilliant. Have you got another one for us coming?
I've got a little bit more. Let's say you've made some hummus.
It keeps going.
It doesn't end. It never ends. Let's say you've made some hummus, but you've got, you know, it's a little bit bland. You've added salt. You've reached the end of your tether. You don't know what to do. I'll tell you what you do. You listen to this show. Add some paprika. Some paprika. In the hummus. Mix it all in.
Right.
Nice and spicy.
That sounds nice, Cummings.
It's really good. I recommend it highly. You should be doing that.
Okay, brilliant. That was Ad Spice, everyone.
Ad Spice!
Oh, we should have never let our boss on the show! Dying!
This has been a mistake.
This is a massive mistake.
Oh, you still got this?
Hey, Lizzie, if you don't think it can get any worse, I'm about to play Rock Your Body Might Check 1-2 by MVP.
My crew running through. Shake some body, show me what you can do. Like, oh. Rock your body, mic check. 1-2 DJ, spin the nickel back into the groove. Pump it louder so the crowd one move. Like, oh. I blaze the illest. So much skill, it's impossible for you not to feel us. The realest MC that you ever met in your life. I'm trying to see the work, put a little sweat in your life. I got an idea. And it might sound silly, but I want to roll your body in a tight brown filly. Get up, seal it air tight, get a light, cause you know we gon' burn it all night. And I just might double the ice on Diddy, so if you double the price, we invite rock in. Come on. Rock your body, might check 1-2, but it ain't the party to my crew running through. Shake some body, show me what you can do. Like, oh. Rock your body, might check 1-2, DJs gonna need the box into the groove. Don't be loud, so the crowd run move. Like, oh. Yeah. Like, boom, I'll be at the hotel soon. Put the lens on zoom, bends on vroom. As long as you got the right perfume, ain't nobody checking out the telly till noon.
Come on.
You should get a stat tag on the backbone. Stag rap, I'm killing off the tight sassone. Honey, stop breathing when I step in the room. And ain't nobody leaving till I set it with the broom.
Rock your body, might check 1-2, but it ain't the party till my crew running through. Shake some body, show me what you can do. Like, oh. Rock your
get a room, boom, 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 boom.
All my ladies, sing along, come on.
We can party till the night is through. Baby, tell me what you wanna do. Got the keys to the hotel room. You know I got my eyes on you.
Come on, that's it.
Hands up and up and down the body. Staring at you with my bedroom lights. The way you're looking, boy, is so surprised. So we can get it on tonight.
Now, this rhyme is for the masses. The schools that use Tupac poems to teach classes. Yo, trying to follow when the turntable's spinning. The sound is leaking out on the crowd, getting the bend. You see me coasting, the scene get frozen. He sounds dope when the words are composed. B-boys break down with soul like a slow jam. I'll be so damn ill till I'm an old man. Stop, you're making it hot when y'all move. Stag, I'll reach the top cause I'll choose. Blues, tracks like the Catman use. In fact, I'm nice but the rap can't lose. Come on.
Nice.
That was lovely, that. MVP, Rocky Body, brackets, my check 1-2.
There we go. That wasn't quite a full hour, but that was Dirty Laundry done for today.
Yeah, you're lucky you got something.
Exactly, you know? For nothing.
We're in demand.
Mm. Thank you very much to our guests, David Halliday and Lissy Boss Manager.
Lissy D. Her surname is not Boss Manager. David, friend of ours, and Lissy Boss Manager.
You're welcome. Yeah. Not a problem at all. Yeah, loved every second.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a little bit schadenfreude, perhaps, the way you've enjoyed the show.
Your professionalism is really something to be reckoned with.
It is high standards. Yeah, we have very high standards of what goes out live. Mm. Like, and I think people will appreciate listening to me try not to laugh into the microphone for 20 minutes.
Mm, I think so.
That's good. But yeah, we will be back, what, after the Easter holidays?
Yes, I think so, after the Easter holidays.
Yeah, because we're going to take a well-deserved break. From
Monday the 20th of April.
Monday the 20th of April.
Because I think we need a break from the like high production value content that this show provides.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Precisely.
So yeah, we'll put together a much better show than the one you just heard. And then do it on the 20th of April. It's going to be well good. Yeah, I think that's us out.
Okay.
Is that us out?
Yes, goodbye. All right,
thank you for listening. Thank you. Goodbye. I need to be